Coronavirus in Arizona.
It is not time yet to declare that we're at the end of things in relation to the pandemic, but you are starting to hear more and more people in the healthcare field say that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. But we'll get to that in a second. The numbers as of today, the fast-moving Omicron variant, while it may cause less severe disease on average, COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. still climbing, and modelers forecast 50,000 to 300,000 more Americans could die by the time the wave subsides in mid-March. In fact, University of South Florida epidemiologist Jason Salemi says a lot of people are still going to die because of how transmissible Omicron has been. Still, there is, as we mentioned, some people in the healthcare field saying there is a light at the end of the tunnel. One of them is the former state health director and the current head of the Arizona Public Health Association, Will Humble, who says it's a matter of the virus infecting everyone, which means it eventually will have no place to go.
Once the virus ends up infecting the last susceptible person, it's got nowhere else to go except breakthrough.
And what that means essentially is, and this is the term that is used by healthcare people, the virus is on the verge of running out of potential host. And I'll tell you, Jamie, I had heard this in different forms from people in the healthcare field, that they said Omicron would move so fast it would literally just burn itself out. Now, we're not at that point yet, but we're heading in that direction.
We are. And Will Humble was one of the first that we had on the air to talk about how there actually could be a positive end to this Omicron variant, and that is that it could bring about the end of the pandemic and we would be in an endemic. So, you know, if you have to, that's tough to swallow for anybody who's been hospitalized or had a loved one die or be hospitalized from the Omicron variant. But if there is a positive note to come out of it, it's so wildly contagious and seems to be milder in form. This could end it for us.
Yeah, and it's just simply a matter of the antibodies that everybody has as a result of being infected with the virus that allows that situation where the virus doesn't get to move much anymore.
And as contagious as it is, everybody knows somebody who's had it, or more than one person who's had the Omicron variant. I know from firsthand experience, the people I know that don't have vaccines, that have chosen not to get vaccinated, their choice, have been much sicker than those that have had the vaccines and booster, who, you know, basically describe it as not even a mild cold, just, you know, more of a runny nose and scratchy throat, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Feeling fine.
You and I have both had experiences in our families with that kind of situation.
Yes.
And Will Humble, the former state health director and current head of the Arizona Public Health Association, reminds us the virus will stick around. It just won't be an emergency anymore at some point.
This isn't ever going away. The emergency is going to go away, but the illness itself, the virus, will be with us forever. It just will no longer be a public health emergency.
We've got a few more weeks of this current surge of Omicron, but I'll be very curious to see what the numbers do once the surge is over. Now, a reminder, for the latest on the pandemic in Arizona, you can always go to ktar.com/coronavirus. And if you haven't done it already, download the KTAR News app. It's free, and you get the latest news on a variety of topics right to your phone.